I was asked to do this, and this is the first time I've ever done anything like this, so I'm a little nervous, but I had a question of what is an acceptable offering to Yehovah? And I'd like to turn to Leviticus 22, starting in verse 17. It says, "And Yehovah spoke to Moses, saying, 'Speak to Aaron and his sons and all the children of Israel, and say to them, whatever a man of the house of Israel or of any of the strangers in Israel who offers his sacrifice for any of his vows or for any of his freewill offerings, which they offer to Yehovah as a burnt offering, you shall offer of your own free will a male without blemish from the cattle, from the sheep, or from the goats. Whatever has a defect you shall not offer, for it shall not be acceptable on your behalf. And whoever offers a sacrifice of a peace offering to Yehovah to fulfill his vow or a freewill offering from the cattle or the sheep, it must be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no defect in it. Those that are blind or broken or maimed or have an ulcer or eczema or scabs, you shall not offer to Yehovah nor make an offering by fire of them on the altar to Yehovah. Either a bull or a lamb that has any limb too long or too short, you may offer as a freewill offering, but for a vow it shall not be accepted. You shall not offer to Yehovah what is bruised or crushed or torn or cut, nor shall you make any offerings of them in your land. Nor from a foreigner's hand shall you offer any of these as the bread of your God, because their corruption is in them and defects are in them. They shall not be accepted on your behalf.' And Yehovah spoke to Moses, saying, 'When a bull or a sheep or a goat is born, it shall be 7 days with its mother, and from the eighth day and thereafter it shall be accepted as an offering made by fire to Yehovah. Whether it is a cow or ewe, do not kill both her and her young on the same day. And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Yehovah, offer it of your own free will. On the same day it shall be eaten. You shall leave none of it until morning. I am Yehovah. Therefore you shall keep my commandments and perform them. I am Yehovah. You shall not profane my holy name. I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am Yehovah who sanctifies you, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am Yehovah.'" So our God requires of us, when we bring offerings to him, that they be with the very best we have, without blemish and perfect in every way, that he accepts them, because he is the best, and he demands the best from us. May you turn to Psalm 50, verse 7. We will read through verse 15. "Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I will not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are continually before me. I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats out of your folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all its fullness. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." So nothing we give to God is needed. He does not require from us anything from our hand. It is all his to start with, and when we give it to him, it is a free will that he does not require it. It is ours. He has given it to us, and we are returning it to him out of the blessing that he has given. In this way, Yehovah also demands that we give us the best of our lives to him. Please turn to Romans 12. And here Paul says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering, he who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving Jehovah, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, and bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, and I will repay," says Jehovah. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. As Paul says, we are to offer our lives as living sacrifices. We have all been given individual gifts by Jehovah that we might excel in the plans that he has made for us. Using these gifts and acting with love, that our lives might be without blemish towards Jehovah our God, living out the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Thank you.